Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Designated Driver Podcast. I am your host, Marcus D. Wiley. And again, I'm here. Listen. They tell looking the good. We got one over here with some knee-high.
Where's she going?
Knee-high boots. I don't know where she's going after this.
It's 10 at 10.
Yes, we're part of the dating ministry right now. Y'all don't hate. Congratulate.
You're part of the what ministry?
That is Alexis Fly, ladies and gentlemen, in the building.
She fly.
I'm here. I'm in here.
Let it all hang out.
Well, listen, you're looking good.
Thank you. I'm smelling good, too.
You already know you are more than welcome to slide in her DM. Then my other girl over here, listen. Last week when we recorded, she had empty fingers, Reverend.
Something just ain't right.
Something ain't right, Reverend.
She was singing Buddy last week.
She was singing Buddy just last week.
Oh my God.
It'll be fly. If you were my B-U-D-D-Y. All of a sudden, God will send something on
you. Yes, he will. Thank God for it.
So our Bishop Becca, Rebecca Williams, is now engaged.
Buddy no more.
She
went from buddy to husband.
Come on, we thank God for deliverance.
Amen. Come on now, won't he do it?
Proud of you.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And then my main man, Rev, my homie.
I'm still out here single,
R&B
Rev.
Pastor.
I'm still out here single.
You still out here single.
Look, you can slide in his DM.
Okay.
Rev, do you want something?
Please don't slide in my DM. No, please don't, no.
Rev, do you want anything outside of a good word from the Lord?
Whatever the Lord's will, Rev.
Well, man, listen. We here. We're about to have a good time today. Yeah. I want to jump right into it today. First things first. I want to know, what was the first event you attended and you thought to yourself, this is the best thing ever? Now, I want to start because I want to set the tone tonight. Listen, what was the first event you attended or first thing you went to where you saw it and you just couldn't wait to get back to tell everybody that was not there all about it? Know that event. And so for me, I have several, and it was hard for me to even scale down to my main one. But I'm going to go to, this had to be maybe 2000. When did Prince die?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
You got the same one. That was in 2016.
Okay, so this had to be 2015 or 14.
Okay. Yeah.
Prince performed at the, what's that thing? The Essence Festival.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, and there's some people, you know, in my era, being 48, there's some people that you do not want to die without seeing perform live.
Right. Yes.
And so just so happened, your Long Island Morning Show, we were down there and everything, and I had opportunity to see Prince perform live. And I'm about on row 4.
Ooh.
And listen to me. Prince came out there. Lexus, he bought your height. He came out there. And I'm talking about with the heels.
Oh my
God. Came out there. You know, dearly beloved, we're gathered here today.
Okay.
You know, man, listen to me. Yeah. I'm talking about this thing. Let's wear lightning. So let's go crazy. Come on first, right? He sing that. And then that boy Prince says to the crowd, 14 straight number one hits.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's go.
Wow.
And watch this. And he's saying all the hits that's not even the my jams.
Right.
Right.
Because,
right,
you know, he changed his life. He wasn't singing the sex songs and all that I love.
Yeah.
He was singing, you know, he did
that I love.
He did Little Red Corvette to the world.
Then,
It was 14. He kept coming to the crowd saying, you must have forgot. Like, I know y'all listen to these cats on the radio, but have y'all forgot about me? And I had my phone, you know, social media was up, but not one time did I think I wanted to share this
moment
with the world.
Right.
I wanted to just consume this because I had been wanting to see Prince. So that was my particular event.
Mm.
And so I want to ask you, what was your first one or one of the ones that you remember, you know, that you was like, man, this is the best ever? Yeah, whoever can start, let's go.
Ooh, I got two, Reverend.
Okay.
One was Beyonce concert.
Mm. She got the best.
Is this
concert
on the run or was this by herself?
This is Carter.
Oh, this is Carter.
Yeah,
okay.
That was a good one.
And let me tell you, I worked hard on my fit.
Because you can't go to B concert in any old kind of way.
So you trying to look better than B.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I had on an all black leather come hither.
Come hither.
Yeah. Thigh high leather boots. Oh, yeah, I came
here.
I came for the thighs. Blessed night.
Yeah.
I literally, just like you said, I could not sit down. Like, yes. I had like a little up situation. I had sweated that thing down because I was like, oh, girl, I just can't sit down. I just kept going.
Yeah.
So totally that. And then my cousin's wedding.
Okay.
Tiffany and Jordan got married. And I have never been to a wedding that was this lit. Okay. They really had like he a music dude.
Yeah.
So he had like a playlist that was insane. So we about the same age in our 30s.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he took us on an emotional love journey from New Edition I mean, he just went. And I mean, you was like,
you in there.
I was
now.
Like, I can't sit down.
You in there.
It was a party from the time the reception started. Like, we partied all night long.
Did you record any of it?
No.
Okay.
He was in the moment
next,
for real.
Next.
Who next?
What's
up with not recording? Okay.
Yeah.
So
we're getting to the topic. Yeah, but continue.
One of my favorite events was finding myself standing next to the big O right near the red carpet. And when I say big O, I ain't talking about orgasm. Hello, sorry. I'm talking about Oprah Winfrey.
You were next to her?
I was next to her. And I ain't lying. If you don't believe me, go to my Facebook. It's still my cover from 2019.
Yeah. Okay.
Only picture I got.
She captured
I captured that moment because I couldn't believe it. If I would have told the story, nobody would. Yeah, right. Everybody say they been next to Oprah.
Right,
but for me, obviously being in TV and she's like the queen of you know, TV and media, it was a big deal for me. I had gone to Dallas, got a last minute invitation to be on the near the red carpet to get media with her. And so everybody's excited because to be there, you know, is an honor to be chosen in that moment. And she was actually there to support a Minnie's Food Pantry. I don't know if you guys heard of Cheryl Action Jackson, but her story, she was homeless, all this, and she pretty much asked Oprah to, like, maybe, I don't remember how many times it was, but a lot of times to host this event. And finally, Oprah was like, I'm gonna do it.
Right.
Wow. So that was a big thing because the fact that she's, you know, next to Oprah, she has a cool story about that, being very persistent. And so anyway, here comes Oprah down this red carpet and she's looking at me to ask a question.
Yeah.
And what you think I did?
You froze.
That's exactly what I did. And I said, oh my God, like, here was my one moment to talk to the woman. And I'm just like, all I can say was I told my friend who's gonna get a picture.
Yeah.
Picture you see today on the Facebook cover. Yeah, y'all, I didn't get to, but I was next to it, just so like
at least
this.
You got the picture.
I got the picture. I was there.
Oh, I ain't never met Oprah, but I met her mama, and I took a picture with her mama.
It's
in my phone.
But listen, you forgot we interviewed her.
Of course, we interviewed her.
At least y'all interviewed her.
Yeah, no doubt.
We had a wonderful time, you know.
Come on.
Listen, my thing was I survived staying in a crowd of crackheads.
What?
That
was a great moment in my life. I made it out alive. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
You had to be there. You had to be there. You had to be there to get out of there.
Come on.
Yeah, it was good. But listen, my greatest moment was, and I have to take from you, we were at the Essence with Eddie LeVert. And I saw him a couple of years prior to that, first time I ever saw him live.
Yeah.
Which made me say, I got to get to these old school concerts now.
For sure.
Because they perform great. But the greatest part about that day we interviewed him was him telling about the story of Michael Jackson and the monkey.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because I asked him about Bubbles. I wanted to know about this.
Yeah.
And he said when he went to Michael's house, I can't say what he said. He said, we got monkeys flying everywhere. And that was like one of the greatest moments to hear that story with Eddie LeVert. So that was me. And you mentioned the wedding. I'm thinking about Gene Moore Jr. You can ask him.
Yeah.
His sister Valencia, when she got married, she had a kind of like a Garden of Eden wedding.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so they come down the aisle, they were dressed up, had these leaves on them and everything.
Oh,
they was making out.
Well,
I thought it was going to be but they was covered up. They was covered. I said, got too many clothes on if you going to really tell the story. And they making jungle noises and all that as they come down the aisle. I'm like, man, this is, I'd never seen nothing like that.
Never seen nothing like it. Yeah.
So it was, that was a moment that I was like, it was memorable.
Different.
So today we want to discuss, y'all, the topic of today's show is you had to be there.
Yeah.
Okay, so of course, us growing up, especially you, V, and you ladies as well, you could not, everybody couldn't be there.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have, we didn't have social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you had to be able to tell people.
Yeah.
You know, visualize it.
Yeah.
So they can be like, oh, you had to take them there.
Yeah.
Right. And matter of fact, I remember people would tell a story like something funny would happen in school and we'd be like, oh man, such such a class. And it was so funny to you, but everybody looking at you like,
yeah. What's the put down?
And then what they would say was,
You had to be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You had to be there. And so my thing now with the influx of social media,
mm-hmm. yeah.
it makes it to where everybody
yeah.
is there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And do you all think that's a good thing or do you think that's a negative thing? And what I mean by that is because we don't live in a fair world.
Right.
Right.
You went to go see Beyonce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of people wanted to go see Beyonce.
Yeah.
You met Oprah.
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh.
You met LeVert.
Yeah.
Ed LeVert. You know, I went to the prison. It's a bunch of people that, right. oh, I wish I could.
Yeah.
But part of life is... You missed it.
Yeah.
Right. You
yeah.
were not there. So my first question tonight is, do you think it's a good thing that everybody can come in?
As good as you, when you couldn't get in.
You know? Right.
And I don't know, for some reason, I'm thinking, you know, we want to capture this moment because, like you said, mm-hmm. we run to our phones to go, right. whether Facebook Live, Instagram, or whatever live, to show people mm-hmm. what they're missing, at least a moment of it.
Right.
So
yeah.
for the people who probably couldn't get in, it's a yeah. benefit. But me, as a person who paid, I don't think it's
right.
beneficial.
Oh, that's a good point.
Exactly.
You know, for you to be seeing a free concert that yeah. you didn't pay for.
Yeah, because how much are them tickets for Beyonce?
Woo!
Oh, they
I thank God I had a sponsor.
Okay, yeah. you had a sponsor.
Oh, Jesus.
But they was,
they were my coworker.
Gonna pay to see Bay.
We were three apiece.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So now you paid $350.
Yeah.
And you.
And that was back then.
Bringing folk that's just.
Yeah, at home.
At home.
Yeah.
And I've done it. I've watched a lot of free concerts. Thank y'all. Yes.
Well, I know, like, for me, I'm not going to tape the whole thing because I want to enjoy it. But I do snippets and highlights.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
I'm going to do highlights. I'm going to take some photos or whatever, so you can still kind of get that essence. And it's not even so much for the other people. It's for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a really big memories person.
Yeah,
because my thing is, at the end of the day, when we all close our eyes and people are like, you're sharing too much of your life. When I am dead and gone, these are the only things that are going to be left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And so my children, my children's children, my family, mm-hmm. you know, when they have in moments and they want to remember whatever, they can have a space where they can go and see mm-hmm. those things and have those memories.
So out with the memory books.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's yeah. over with.
No scrapbooks, no memory books.
No, but literally, yeah. there's like, no need. Like, I'm not trying to be funny. At this point, that's what Facebook
that's
is
what it,
for
that's
me.
What it is.
Like,
yeah.
I literally create albums, put them on the book, and they're always going to be there.
Yeah.
So I don't have to, like, I used to dump a whole bunch of pictures up on my phone. Yeah.
It's visual now.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the album has become visual. You know, they did it back in the days when they had the VCR or the VH tapes, mm-hmm. you know, and the photo books. That was their thing for that time. So it's the same thing, but just in modern technology.
And
so,
after a bunch of house fires.
Yeah. Thank
God. Exactly. And all your stuff get burnt up and all those memories are gone. Okay. Like, now that's another tool for you to be able to have it for a lifetime.
Yeah. And it's organized for you. And then the way that mm-hmm. Facebook has it set up now with those albums, you can actually print it into a book, send it off to Walgreens if you want to.
Right.
You know, a lot of people don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But it's there and I can go back, even in your iPhone. I love it with that. It's all organized.
They got a book in there now.
I can put September 2020 and then I can go back to all my thousands of pictures I took that year.
Yeah. Okay, so what has been, since we capture everything,
mm-hmm.
what do you miss? What have you missed?
Have
you missed anything? Like,
I missed the shows. And the reason why I say that is because it goes back to what you just said a minute ago. Sometimes you get so caught up with taking pictures and videoing that you're missing the moment.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I couldn't have imagined at the press concert.
Yeah.
Trying to capture something.
Yeah.
I was too busy. I'm song for song. I'm watching the band. I'm watching the dancers. I'm watching Prince. And it's like, I don't have... Dog, I'm here. I'm in the moment.
Yeah.
Right.
It's almost like... Watch this here. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you something. I don't want to say it's likened to. But imagine... And y'all been married. And, mm-hmm. and you have a daughter.
Thank you.
So, imagine... Being in the middle of sex, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And say, wait.
Let me get this.
I need the caps. I need the caps.
But you know, people.
I know porn stars. And I know the porn stars, but people like to video what
they set it up before.
Right?
But people do that. They probably be stopping. Yeah. Hold on, wait. Because this is creative. Let me get this position.
I can only imagine. You know, wait, hold on. I want to capture it. No, we're not capturing anything right now. You know what this is with me.
We're being distressed.
Wait a minute.
You know, but so no, have you missed anything?
No, like, absolutely, because it takes you from the idea of being present.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're not living, like you said, in the moment. Oh, and so, when you said that, I'm like, I think about that all the time. Like, if I'm with my son and I'm trying to capture a moment of him being on his bicycle, I'm taking away from my moment of spending time and really enjoying that experience with him, because I want to, I got to go show everybody that he pedaling, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, it does do that.
What's weird for me, I am automatically on autopilot that way all the time.
I am too.
So, for me, I am in the moment. I have literally trained myself to be like, that is a 2-second thing that happens. What throws me off is the people that are participating that grope and complain about what's happening.
Oh my gosh.
You just be quiet and let me do this. It's all gonna take 2 seconds and we can go on.
They say,
oh, here go my daddy. I'm gonna call you out, daddy. I'm talking about you.
Put that camera down. Yes.
Go on, get ready.
That's old school.
She gonna take pictures.
Put it
and
down.
At the end of the day, if you just let me do this, we would have been done and we can enjoy what's happening.
But the thing about it is, it's almost like invasion of privacy.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we might not want to be on. We don't want 30,000 pictures every day.
I won't be on that.
Yeah, I won't do
that. I think sometimes we can show too much. So, for instance, you know, with this lady with the whole gorilla glue, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She's good.
You know? And she's,
that girl that can't get
She can't get off. She's going to get surgery now in L.A. Yeah. But you see what I'm saying? Even though, in a way, now she collected like 12,000, 15,000.
Hey,
I don't even know what she's going to do with it. That's a whole other issue everybody going off about. But you know, sometimes
that's another episode. But go.
Yeah, I know. Because now she getting bashed. You know, people are now wanting to help her. Now they don't want to. And then, you know, some things you just need to figure out on your own, you know. And I think we give away so much of our lives a lot of times. And especially when we talk about relationships.
Yeah.
Here you go. You got your boyfriend, you so excited about your new boo, you sharing everything, videos, kissing, vacations, whatever. So now people are attached to your relationship. And they want to know everything. They want to see everything. Just like the lady with the gorilla glue. They pissed off because they don't know what a scalp look like right now. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing in a relationship. Then you break up and then you go quiet.
Everybody mad at you.
Because you ain't put us all in the dark about your life. It's like once you start sharing so much, it's either you're going to choose to keep up with it or you're going to have to explain something.
Even from the little stuff before I get to this next thing, like being at restaurants. I've been at a restaurant
taking pictures of your food.
Taking pictures of the food.
I can't stand it.
I am... We're here. We're eating.
Yeah. It's fun.
I do that.
I do it.
I know you do it. That's why I knew it was going to be right.
I mean,
but Marcus, it'd be so pretty. It plated it so beautifully, and you want people to see
how many pictures of food do you need to take? I'm saying at the first couple of times you're taking pictures of your food, that's fine. But this is your 57th day. You got to take the still spaghetti, still fish, and still chicken. It ain't going to be no different.
But sometimes you're trying to eat. Introduce people to new restaurants.
I got you, but it's not a cooking show. We are eating dinner.
Oh my god!
But
you
also
just like take pictures of everything.
Yeah, I do, but I also don't think everybody looks at it again. From I know you have your personal life, but if your personal self is a brand, and you get funding, and you get booked. And you get booked for gigs because of this type of content that you produce.
But everybody ain't getting booked.
But everybody's not.
But what I'm saying is, this girl here with the gorilla groove, she ain't know her posting that was gonna get her check. She ain't know that.
We don't know that.
But
we don't know that.
Whether she knew or not, bro, she got a check. So at the end of the day,
you hoping to get a food check?
Hoping to get a food check?
Yeah, because you posted food.
No, but for real, there are a lot of people that make money from being like
exactly.
Young people
I know,
but old girl with the gorilla glue, people are feeling sorry.
Yeah,
for watch this here. A terrible decision
that she made.
That she made.
Yeah, that's true.
Bottom line, she made this horrible decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, come on.
She said after 2 weeks, she took it on social media so so people can kind of, you know, maybe help her. Help her out. I hear Beyonce hairstylist giving up, making her wig.
Yeah.
They do. But they say she got a bunch of wigs.
Let me say this here. Miss Rebecca, you would say something to me back on the radio. Mm-hmm. You would say about, I need these receipts. This is what you would call them.
Yeah.
Receipts. You kind of alluded to it earlier, saying, you know, these things going to be around almost like a memory.
Right.
You know, photo album, whatever. Yeah. Right. A video photo album.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. A lot of people with this here, the reason why they pull out these phones is because it's almost like I need to show proof.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That I was here.
Yeah.
Facts.
Exactly. Yeah.
No facts.
Because now people don't believe you. You need this like video or this picture receipt.
Right. You gotta have receipts. Mm. We talked about that on the show. We talked about when Miss Adams. Miss Adams was talking about all the presidents that she had been, you know.
Right.
But and I was like, okay, so where are the photos? Where's the video? Yeah. Where's the footage? Because the sad reality is the world we live in today. Like, I always think about, like, my grandfather. My grandfather has served and worked with legends. Mm-hmm. Like, he's worked with Dr. King.
Yep, sure
the
have.
Only one receipt that we have to date is a letter that Dr. King wrote him personally, which is insane to me because y'all had the picture people back then. I don't understand why y'all wasn't taking photos. And so, the level of respect, like, he got respect, but the level of understanding, like, who he really is, you don't even get or understand because
there's no proof.
Because there's no proof.
But go ahead.
I'm going to say you had a generation who didn't do all that.
Who didn't do all that.
There was a certain protocol
that
is not in place today that was in place back then. It was just certain things that you didn't do. Some of that was because of protocol. Some of that was because of poor planning. You thinking about, and I want you to understand this, you thinking about Dr. King, who at the time is not popular with a lot of preachers.
Yeah.
You're thinking about a Dr. King that the society or the city or the nation really doesn't like.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he's, to us, he's this monarch.
Right.
He's Dr. King. But to them, he's just another preacher.
Yeah.
But I will say, you already know how Pooh roll. Pooh a thug. So he was already with everything Dr. King stood for. So it wasn't nothing for him to be like, yeah, bro, this is who I rock with. Like, I ain't scared.
You'd be amazed probably how many pictures do we have? We done worked together. Yeah. Since 2004.
And y'all got two. Maybe. Well, you got Mo from the podcast.
Yeah, well now, you know, we loaded up. But it's just something we didn't do.
Watch this. Like, I literally don't care if people don't believe that I was somewhere or I met somebody. Like,
that is how you might.
I don't even care.
Yes.
And so for the fact that, you know, you got, no, I have proof. I can show you. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to prove to people, hey, I was kicking it with P. Diddy and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I'm lying.
Because this was an exclusive moment for you.
It was an exclusive moment. Right. So, my wife would tell me, and she know, babe, I was around such and such, such, and she'd be like, you ain't take no picture, you ain't get I'd be like, nah.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't, that moment for me wasn't about that.
Yeah. Right.
These boys allowed me to come in
for their space.
Chop it up.
Yeah.
Man, all these athletes that I've been around and chopped up with. It's almost insulting to me.
Yeah, for me to do it like this.
For me to be like,
Because he's looking at me like I'm a groupie now.
Like I'm a groupie now. Because they watch this. I've been on
all in how you do it.
It is all in how you do it. So.
Nah, but when I'm on the plane and I'm with somebody and they know me, right? It's first of all, it's like a, you know, like they know me.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm going, they know me.
Yeah, baby.
So now we sitting there chopping it up. Man, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool with what we did.
Yeah. Right,
let me go. Let's put it in gear. Let's put this thing in gear. Let's put this game. Put this in gear because I want to know, are you for this? You against it? Neutral? Or do we need to park on it? First thing I want to know, are you for, against, neutral on going to the movies? Because the reason I'm saying this now, they're putting the movies now on your cable.
That's correct. Yes, they are.
Now, there's a certain thing that I like about the movies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I like going to the theater, smelling the popcorn. I like, you know, I like all this here.
Yeah.
But now they're making it where you don't have to be there no more.
You don't.
You can be in the comfort and the convenience of your own home.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you for, are you against, are you neutral on that? Like,
I'm
personally neutral because, you know, I mean, we are in a pandemic, and I actually like being at home when it's raining outside and turning on some Netflix, honey, in my room, in my, you know, my spiritual palace, and I pop my own popcorn in my microwave. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but that ain't the same popcorn.
Yeah, no, it's really not.
But, you know, if you have surround sound in your house, I mean, you can make it your own thing. And I get it. I mean, because some of these movie theaters are a little...
Yeah. Well, we go to the ones where you can. Where you can
okay,
eat.
The booze you
can recline.
But I'm neutral because I mean, obviously, before the pandemic hit, I was going to the movie theater. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know, there's other options that you know.
But that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying let's remove the pandemic.
Okay.
Do you not need to go? Are you for it? Are you against it? To the movies because and now they show.
But isn't it cheaper now?
And you know, I live right by a movie theater. And right probably by. Have been there five times.
It's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not interested in it
anymore.
Neutral
on it. Yeah, you're neutral. Yeah, I'm neutral.
I
I'm neutral.
I miss the movies. I want to go.
You like to be in
like
the
I really want to go to come see Coming to America in a movie theater.
Yeah,
and
right.
The
I agree
why,
with you on
because
that
because I was a kid
when you went to go
out,
the first time.
Yeah, and I want to go sit and I wanted the whole.
I don't even think. I don't even think the effect of watching it. On your little 60 inch.
I
said 60 inch. I mean, 60 inch is a big TV.
For the crib.
But it's nothing for the theater.
No, I feel you on that. I think I miss it more for my son because, you know, I was a movie buff, as to say, when I was younger. So me and my mama always went to the movies. That was like the thing we did. So I haven't been able to do that with him. You know what I'm saying? And so I miss it more for him in terms of the experience. So hopefully we get it back. But I'm neutral, though, on it.
It's good for date night or something. You know, you want to get out.
But see, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with that for date night because you can't talk, baby. You know what I'm saying?
My thing is, if all you're doing is going to the movies,
no.
I mean, you can go to the movies and go.
I'd
rather go to the movies after we didn't date it a few times.
So maybe I was the only one up in what was Titanic having a grand.
And it depends on what you're watching
on the date.
Because you were feeling all romantic watching Titanic. You know what I'm saying? Giving you all the feelings.
Giving all them feelings that you don't have.
Exactly.
The movie gave
you the feelings.
What him?
That's true. It's so true.
What him? Okay, let's move on. Are you for, against, neutral? When we can return back to church.
Ooh.
Because now we've been watching it virtually. You don't have to be there. It's almost like the overflow. That's what virtual church is to me. Overflow is when you you know, people at the overflow, you at church, but you're not in church. But now this is what we're doing, literally, especially during the pandemic.
Hey,
so when we can return back.
Let me tell you something.
You going for going back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you wanna be there.
Yes.
Yep.
And you know what? And like, honestly, I was, you know, going, and then I had to, you know, slow up because them people.
Ooh, you saved people.
Some more people had came because at first it was a small group of us.
Yeah.
And then the extra people, I said, because I don't know where y'all been, and God bless.
Yeah.
And for me, I was like, you know, but no, there is a power, there is anointing, there is a feeling, there is a flow that happens in the house.
My God.
And if the house was not of benefit, God himself in his word wouldn't say, don't forsake the assembling of themselves.
My God.
And so for me, I'm like, even in the scripture where it says two or three are gathered and agree on a thing, something moves and something happens.
Yes.
And so for me, I need all the moving and the shaking and the happening. I need all of that.
I got you.
You can't shake it home.
I'm with you.
I'm shaking it home.
I'm for going back to church. Let me tell y'all why. I want to be there. The Christian's about to judge me because let me tell y'all something. When I'm doing this virtual church, which I can hardly do, baby, I be doing a whole bunch of other stuff.
Oh, you ain't
gonna be there cooking breakfast.
Yeah.
I be on my
watching
phone.
Your car. Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute, what he say?
Yeah.
I don't even be getting my shot on, baby. I be multitasking. Right. And so it's not good for me because I'm not really receiving the word. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's about this short. Do you feel me? And so I need the fellowship. And like you said, it's something about being inside the church where I feel like I really feel the Holy Ghost, because when I'm in church I feel more accountable because there's other people there, so then I'm putting my phone down and I gotta listen, you know. And I just think because that's just how I work. Even in school, like, I gotta be up front and paying attention, not in the back, because I'm gonna be clowning. I know myself.
Okay.
And so virtual church doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Okay, let's ask the pastor, who probably ain't been to church.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? I'm going to church this Sunday.
Come on. You going this Sunday?
I got to go speak. Okay. Yes,
that's why you going.
Listen, I'm having a time of my life at home. Let me tell y'all, unlike you sinners, I shout at home.
I get
caught up.
You know?
Listen, I'm singing. The same spirit in the building I feel
you do.
In my living room. But listen,
wow.
I'm a people's person, so, you know, I got to get back into the fellowship. Because, you know, we had this our men would gather in the foyer before church would start. Right, we fellowship and talk. So I miss that part.
Right.
You know, that you don't get at home.
Sure.
I do. So I'm for going back to church. But drizzling rain right now. Just let it drizzle. Then the flow will come. We'll get back in there. Drizzling rain right now. Yeah, I'm taking my time.
Okay, let me get this last one. Returning to work. Because now that a lot of people would, you know.
I ain't never left.
They at work.
I know, like.
They at work at home.
Yeah.
You know. Are you talking about turning back to the building?
It's going
to
be hard
back
for
to
man.
Your to the actual physical building on your job.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You know how I used to have hell nah ministry.
Yeah.
I'm good on staying right here in my house.
You
love staying. No, I'm not against it. I'm for staying at your house.
You for staying at your house.
Oh, I love being at home. Because in that form of multitasking, instead of me being at work for 8 hours, I can still work for 8 hours in my house and get a whole bunch of other stuff done. So, you know, we got Zoom calls and I'm in my car. And I'm at the, hey, whatever. I'm getting, as long as I'm getting your work done, I'm not stealing nothing. It's a benefit
don't
to
be
me
like
and
this.
To y'all. And I'm blessed to have, you know, bosses that, like, they're just, long as you get your stuff
done.
I don't care where you at, what you doing. You don't even got to turn your camera on.
And
just
I thank God that he done bound it up. That spirit of micromanagement.
Yes. Glory to God.
Free at last.
Put it in COVID. Sent it to the pit of hell for which it came. I just thank God.
Glory to God.
I'm bad for the Rona. I thank God for the Rona. The Rona has blessed.
It has come with a lot of blessings.
You can't micromanage nobody at home.
Not at home.
Because they're not going to get near you. They're not going to come to your house. They ain't going to check you.
They ain't coming to your house because you might have
the Rona.
Listen, we've been at the station since we started.
Right.
You know, we didn't get a chance to work from home, but I know a lot of my coworkers are living their best life.
Come on, preach that, pastor.
Yeah, they're living their best life. And I want them to come back ASAP.
You mad at them.
Because, we miss it. It's when we go to the office, it's like,
it's empty.
It's a skeleton crew.
Yeah.
And I don't like it when you had, you know, like I said, I'm a people's person, so I like
you're
it.
Missing the energy.
We had 50, 60 people in there,
just
you know, and mess up their work day.
Yeah.
So get back to work is what I'm saying.
I like to stay home.
For me, right now, I'm on the radio, and I'm doing it from my house.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, you bless.
And I hate it.
Oh,
really?
Oh, because
you're an energy guy.
Yeah.
You like in the moment.
I hate it. It's not even real to me.
Yeah.
To wake up, maybe brush my teeth.
I can't. Thank you for that.
That's real.
Maybe wash my
face.
How
that's
far
real.
You walk to the
realm? I just go right from my bedroom past across the living room, the dining area, turn into my office. And it doesn't give me, watch this, the feeling of being there.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand that.
And even though you all love it with the receipts, you love it, they can see stuff, man, you're not there.
Yeah.
We've watched Versus, which I thought was fantastic during the pandemic. We watched DJ D-Nice.
Yes.
He was doing his thing.
He gave us
some great energy, you know, during the pandemic.
Right.
And even though I appreciated all of that, I still did not feel there.
Right. I got you. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't feel that. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate it. I love it.
Yeah.
He was jamming. The Versus. That's been great.
Yeah.
I ain't there.
It's the energy.
And you brought up Coming to America too. And I didn't even think about that. You brought up Coming to America too. I apologize. And I didn't even think about that. I watched that. Well, this is one of my top five favorite movies. I know every line from the word go. As soon as it come on.
With the music and everything.
And I saw that. I was there.
Right.
At the theater.
Right.
West Pack. You know, that's when I was at the Black Theater.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Where, you know, everybody talking.
Hey, some AMC was in your life.
Yo, hush me up.
And you know, I wasn't old enough to be there.
Yeah. And I like, and that's what I'm saying. I like all that. I like to know when somebody talking too much in the theater and somebody white go get the laws and they coming out. I like being there.
Right.
And so that's my whole thing with this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that people, even though they're able to see it, they still not there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think being present in any form of life, that's what you want. You want people to be present.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a relationship, you want your spouse to be present.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous about this prolonged isolation.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because we weren't created to be isolated.
You better come on, Reverend.
Yeah.
You know, we were created for relationships.
For relationships.
And so a lot of people are getting used to this isolation.
Getting used to it.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like we're losing our people skills.
No doubt.
You know, for the sake of sacrifice, for the sake of being isolated.
Yeah.
Well, you're also losing seeing people's face.
Yeah.
This mask thing, I was like, you know, we wasn't born with this.
Right.
I'm only wearing this for the rest of my life now.
Yeah.
And I don't know how or if that's going to change anytime soon. That's kind of scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, man, I appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think we done gave the people. My whole thing, man, you got to be there.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, get the receipts, get out, do what you need to do.
You know.
But nothing beats being there. V, give them your handle. Let's get out of here.
Faith and Fame with AV. Follow your boy.
Come on.
Bishop Becca, Bishop_BEKAH, like Rebecca in the Bible.
Amen.
The Alexis _Fly. Y'all know what I always say. Go down in the DM.
Yeah.
And I'm Marcus D. Wiley. Follow me at Marcus D. Wiley. This is the Destiny Drop Podcast. See you next time.
Peace.